Well, look who's here. Help me. It's time. It's Sips and Tips, or Tips and Sips. It's Help Me Sips and Tips time. I'm Yvette Benton. I'm a Help Me Suitable, and I am sipping something new, strawberry kiwi. But thank you for coming in. It's Help Me time. Time for us to sit back, relax, get a sip, and a tip. Tip on becoming a helpmeet that is suitable, because it's not enough to be a wife these days. I don't know that it's ever been enough, but for me, it's not enough that I'm a wife. I've got to be a helpmeet, and not enough that I'm a helpmeet. I got to be a helpmeet that is, you said it, suitable. And so you come in, you tag a couple of helpmeets, and we spend some time together. So those of you, and it should be all of you, those of you who are on for King's Prayer, praying for the kings, or should we say the Helpmeet Hedge, who was on Helpmeet Hedge or saw the replay, if you haven't, I'm going to encourage you to do so, because we had some revelation. God's so wonderful. When helpmeets get together and pray and put the hedge of protection because of our words, because of our prayer, not only does he do that, but then he gives us revelation. So when I was praying and thinking, okay, today, what do you want us to talk about? He was like, I already told you. Oh. What was it? Oh, what was it? During prayer, God dropped in my spirit. You know how you have that emoji at the top? I don't have much hair, but the emoji that's like, that emoji kind of describes what I was thinking when God said, what would it have been like to be Noah's helpmeet suitable? My God. Like, did anybody really process that? Did anybody process what would it have been like to be Noah's helpmeet suitable? I'm trying to wrap my mind around it, because when is the last time your husband your husband brought you an idea? I was going to say something different, so I'm going to straighten up. Your husband brought you an idea that you thought, what? And God was like, straighten up your face. And you're like, but that idea is dumb. And God said, did you just call my king dumb? No, I didn't call your king dumb. God, I called his idea dumb. But I promise you, if someone called your child's idea dumb, you'd be like, did you call my child dumb? God feels the same way about his son. Let me go back to the introduction. I'm a Help Me Suitable, and my name is Yvette Benton. I'm author of Help for the Help Me. We're going to help each other today. Prayer was about the king's decisions, and God said within this time, God was going to drop some ideas. He's going to drop some instructions. He's going to drop some directions, specific directions for the family, specific directions that the kings need, but they're going to bring the directions to the helpmeets. And what do we need to be prepared for? So this is a sip and a tip that needs a couple of gulps. So strawberry kiwi better be, now this is sparkling, but today it needs to be sparkling. I mean, strong sparkling. Because that's the strongest I'm going to get, is sparkling. Let's just be real. But Noah's helpmeet had to keep a straight face. Noah's helpmeet had to watch a man build an ark when there was never any rain. God expected Noah's helpmeet to support Noah while he was building an ark. And it had never rained. God expected Noah's helpmeet to support him when he came up with the idea that, well, us, the family's getting ready to get in this ark, and oh, I invited a couple animals to ride with us. Two each, as a matter of fact, of all the creatures of the earth. They're coming with us on this boat. And it's never rained before. My God. I don't even know how to give that tip. The tip is, we don't know what God is doing, and we have to be careful, because you just might be married to, or preparing to be married to, a Noah, a Moses, a David. What's your husband's, what's your king's name? My king is Gerald. But what if God gives him an idea, some directions, some instructions about something that's never happened? About something I've never heard of. About something that doesn't really sound like it makes any sense. You still have to be a helpmeet that is suitable. So before you go making those faces like we can do, and fussing and fighting and bringing down the idea, we have to practice and get ourselves prepared, because these instructions may not be common. These instructions may not be popular. And he's already going to have some anxiety. He could already have some fear. He could already feel embarrassed. And he needs his helpmeet to be ready, supportive, help him. Maybe Noah's helpmeet was, hey, hammering. Whatever you say, Noah. You said it's going to rain. Well, all righty then. Give me my hammer. I got you. You said the animals, I'll prepare a way for the, I got you. They were laughing at you. The devil is a liar. Don't you worry about them. I got you. Let's practice. King, I got you. Priest, prophet, and king, my PPK, I got you. Because I know it must be difficult to hear some instructions like that from God. And so I'm going to go and I'm going to pray. I'm going to cover you. I'm going to find out, what do I need to do to support what God is telling you? I'm not going to judge what God told you. I'm not going to make you feel bad for what God told you. But I'm going to intercede so I can understand how to help you. Let's be prepared, help meets. Because when God starts dropping ideas, you never know what idea your king may be dealing with. I got you. Mm-hmm. I got you. Let's practice. I got you in prayer. I'm supporting you. PPK, my priest, prophet, and king, I got you. That sounds difficult. I'm going to be praying for you. I'm going to be rooting for you. No matter who said what, you can count on me. Now what if he made a mistake? I bet you know how to pray. Cover him anyway. Have you ever made a mistake and you learned something from it? Oh, let me sip on that. Because when you made a mistake, you're just human. When you made a mistake, God forgave you. When you made a mistake, you said, well, I guess I missed God. Let's do this. Let's do better. Our kings are getting ready to get some important downloads. You declare it. My king is going to get a download from heaven, and I've got to support him. I don't care if you haven't even met him yet. Support him. Support him in prayer. Fast for him. If you know him and you could be separated, it's okay. You can still pray. And when he sees you, when he hears you, he's gonna know something's different. You and I are connected. So I need us to think. This is some real help for the help meet. What if you didn't like his decision? What if it didn't sound logical? What if it may have been wrong? What if he missed God? You support him and you get in your secret place and cover him and say, Lord, if this is not you, shut it down. If this is not you, cancel it. If this is not you, open the eyes of his understanding. If this is not you, shut down everything that's concerning it. If this is not you, let him realize before it's too late. If this is not you, you pray. But while you're standing beside him, that's the best answer, the best choice, the best decision. Do you want me to pray? Do you want me to come into agreement with you? What do you need from me? Because what if his directions were like Noah? What if they never have rain before? But what if no one's ever built an ark before? But what if? What if your priest, prophet, and king is the next Noah in your territory, the next Noah in your neighborhood, the next Noah in your family, the next? I thought about that thing and whoosh, Yvette, what are some of the ideas he's had? And you've been like, no, we're not doing that. Okay, so am I the only one? I'm the only one? Because it's time to sip. What if? Lord, forgive us right now. Because you're going to send information to the head. And if you're a strong woman like me, you think sometimes God is supposed to tell you first. Help. Wait, I got to keep saying this is maybe I'm by myself. Ooh. I sometimes think when my king, Gerald Benton, comes to me, then everything has to agree with me. And God is like, but he's the head. You agree with him and you can come talk to me and I may give you something to compliment him. I may give you something that will make you, you know, understand him. I may give you something that allows you for it to come into agreement, but I don't have to. Because he's the head. God is like, I don't have to run that by you. Y'all better have something to sip when God is talking to you. Because otherwise, you might have a problem. So we're going to grow up. We're going to grow up. We're going to grow up. We're going to get mature. We're going to pray for one another. This is not something we're just going to stop at today. This is something, this is big. This is big. This is, I need you to think about it. Help me. I need you all to think about it. What would it be like to have been Noah's help me suitable? Help me suitable. It would have been, I don't even have what word do you use? If your husband came in and said for the next 100, well, I don't know how long it's going to be. I don't know. You look, PPK, we've been building this ark for 50 years. I'm done with this. Look. Now, I don't want to have these animals. I'll take some elephants, but I'm not taking the rhinoceroses. I'm trying to be, this is funny, but it's not funny. Because what if? So I want us to check ourselves, because this is big. When God drops something like that in an environment like that while we were praying, he needs us to really think about this thing. Because we get these ideas in our head that we everything's got to line up with us. And God is like, I have set an order in the house I need you to find your place. I need you to find your place. Help me. And ask God. You can pray. You can ask God. But let's not mess anything up. So for the next couple of days, I just need you to think. What? First of all, ask forgiveness if you're anything like me. And then realize, even Noah had a helpmeet. Even Noah had a helpmeet. And if your priest, prophet, and king is coming to you with some ideas, some suggestions, some things, let's take a deep breath and make sure. Let's take a deep breath and make sure we are in order. Because one thing God kept telling me, if he makes a mistake and you're in order, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. You stay righteous, Yvette. You stay in position. If he's wrong, you pray for him. If he's out of line, you can pray for him. If he misses a detail, you can pray for him. But if you get out of line, then he's out of order and you're out of order. And I had to get myself right. And I got to remind myself all the time. But he was taking me to a new level on yesterday morning when he said, Noah type ideas. Noah type decisions. Noah instructions. He said, Yvette, I got to take you to another level. So if he's taking me to another level, he's taking all of us to the next level. So we got to think bigger. We got to think wider. We got to really tap in. Tap in. So I'm Yvette Benton, and I'm a helpmeet suitable, and I want to remain suitable. I will remain suitable. I am suitable. I'm suitable for my priest, prophet, and king. But I never know what God might tell my priest, prophet, and king to do, to say, to be. And I don't want to limit God. So I got to get my mind right. I got to pray. I got to get myself together and stay suitable. So that's my tip for the day. Get yourself ready, because you might be married. You might be preparing to be married. God might be sending you the next Noah. And you got to be suitable. If we stick together, I'll be suitable and you're going to stay suitable. So that's the tip for the day. I'm suitable. PPK, I got you. That's the declaration. PPK, my priest, prophet, king, I got you. I may not even understand it. I may not even get it. It may not make sense to me, but I got you. Because everything's not going to make sense to us if we stay in position. Everything's not going to make sense. We got to pray. We got to pray. And we can do it. So thanks for joining me. This was a big one, and it was helpful for me to kind of talk to you all about it, because this has been on my mind. This has been on my mind. And I'm going to be working to stay suitable. I'm going to be working to get my mind, my mouth right. Let me sip on that. I got to get not only my mind, but my mouth. Woo! My mind, my heart, my mouth, right. Because I got him. I got him. I'm going to do it. So I'm Yvette Benton, half of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. You can go to our website, GeraldandYvette.com, or see us on YouTube, Gerald and Yvette Ministries. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Let people know. We've got resources on our website. We love to help. We love to assist those who are preparing for marriage or already married, even those who might have been separated. We've got resources for you. And go to our website. Go to our website and get what you need. And those who may need one-on-one coaching or I won't even mention, or yes, I will. I'm going to mention it. I'm going to mention it. The greatest mentoring. Help me, Army. We're learning some things. Woo, we're learning some things. And it's awesome. I appreciate my mentees that are already on. We tear some things up in the spirit realm on Wednesdays at midnight. God drops in. Yeah, he drops in and lets us know. He lets us know what's going on in the spirit realm as we prepare ourselves. As we prepare ourselves. So, thanks for joining me. I really appreciate you. Don't forget, I'll be back with Sips and Tips on Sunday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on my Facebook page. I appreciate you, and I will see you soon. I'm Yvette Benton, and I'm a Help Meet Suitable. And I'm declaring you are suitable too. PPKs, we got you.